Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, Champions League week and weekend, bro.
We're back. We definitely have a week of European finals ahead of us.
First of all, furthermost, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the 18 with the main man, Alan Serna, and your boy, Santi.
Santiago!
Santiago Munoz. I wish that was my story, bro. I always say that. I wish that was my story.
It's just that this time from Jardinero, what do you call it?
Granitero?
Masonry, right?
Huh?
And yours falls under masonry work?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Masonry and stoner?
Welcome back to another episode, and we have a lot of football to talk about, right, sir?
Oh, man, too much has happened in a couple of weeks that we've been gone. Not because we wanted to not
It's record. Just the timing. It's the timing, bro.
Life. Life as well, you know. But
one day when we win the damn lottery, we're going to record every single day.
Cartels was hiring.
Y tú también, bro. Ya se hizo mandilón Alan Serna, by the way. Last time, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm going to go early. Ya quedé con mi girl. ¿Sí o no? yeah, I know, but I never thought of Alan being a mandilón, but anywho.
Well, here we are.
I know, right? let's talk about the UEL, bro.
The UEFA Europa League.
Yes, sir.
Who's playing this Wednesday?
Your team is playing, so I hope that you...
Yep. If we don't win this Europa League, bro, it's the entire season gone away.
It's, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, bro. Because, I mean, it's the Europa League. You guys are coming in hot. Manchester United finishing second. Never was expecting that after a horrible season that they had last season. But Ole did his job.
Pulled through. I mean, we had a pretty bad, 10 games.
Yeah, starting season.
If
you guys just picked up at a...
A lot of losses in that streak. And if we would have picked up half of those games as draws, we would have been the champions of the Premier.
Manchester City, come on, bro. You're talking about a power stack team with the beyond, you know, like freaking coach, you know, Pep Guardiola.
It was about time, too.
I honestly feel that Man City have it to take it again next season. They have an awesome depth in their squad, plus a budget, you know, oil money.
Oh, yeah.
So they could pretty much get anyone who they want. They're definitely going to be I see them winning it back-to-back. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Manchester United versus...
Who Villarreal.
Is it, bro? Villarreal, which is surprising seeing Villarreal up there.
Yeah.
I mean, always a Spanish team, always, for the past, decade.
Yeah.
They've been dominating the UEL, right?
It was always Sevilla that would control the Europa League. I mean, I'm sure it's fair enough to say they've been the Europa League kings.
I mean, they have...
The last 10 years.
The last 10 years, they've won, 5, 6.
Four and or something like that.
Three back-to-back-to-back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the matchup, bro. Who Villarreal comes from closing... They closed with the loss. Ended up, fifth? Fifth, sixth?
No, they actually finished seventh.
Seventh,
This year, we're going to see Real Sociedad and Real Betis in the Europa. Sevilla can clutch, and they'll be in the UEFA Champions.
So, Villarreal, literally, they have to win to get into European competition.
To be invitational.
The winner of the Europa League. Which I see it hard for them. I mean, you have a Manchester United with Mark Rashford, Greenwood. You have Bruno Fernandes. Edison Cavani, you know, being on fire.
The way he's been the last three games.
I mean, we have one player that... I hate Manchester United, bro. It's, you know, rival. But one player that it's a danger hazard that is just there is Mark Rashford. Young, he has speed. Explosion, flair, you know. He could make a big-time difference. Him and Bruno Fernandes, bro.
His game changed completely this season.
His game stepped up a lot because they used to play him as a solid striker, but then they modified him to be playing in the wings, opening up more, having more control of wider spaces.
He's basically coming on the outside and pulling into the inside.
His passing has definitely gone in his touch. Have improved a lot, and I honestly feel the Villarreal defense is going to have a hard time guarding him. Now imagine the spaces that he's going to be opening up for Bruno Fernandes, who plays pretty much like a cam, but he could go in like in a CF type of mode. And then if they start Cavani, you know, Cavani's a data killer, no matter what his age is.
What do they call him, Matador, right?
Yeah, el Matador is Lucho, Luis Suarez. Cavani, he has a name. He has a nickname, but it's not relevant to him killing or finishing. But yeah, that's definitely a must-watch game. It's going to be taking place Wednesday. Sucks for everyone that has to work.
Me.
But I mean, there's always highlights. Who do you see winning?
Manchester United.
Do they have it easy?
I think so.
Finals never easy, bro.
I think they're going to be about attack. You're always going to be about playing the counter.
And it's hard to play counter against Manchester United unless you're like a powerhouse team.
With that back line that Manchester United has, Maguire. And I can't even pronounce
Van Basken or something.
Yeah, the Belgian dude's a monster. He's a wall back there. It's gonna be tough, but I think it's gonna be a big margin game in terms of score though.
It's because a final, you know. It's never one-sided. I mean, you could not think of it.
For a reason, two teams are in the final.
Yeah,
right?
And I mean, everything changes. Everything's different. I just feel, and yet I have not been far from asserting the truth whenever I go into detail or you know, predicting like how a game's going to play out. I've been watching Manchester United. Manchester United scores in the first half. Let's say within the 15, 20 minutes, it's going to be a Manchester United game, no matter what. Why? Because Villarreal, really, their attack cannot... I would say they don't have the pace to keep up with the mids or the defense of Manchester United. And the defense, I don't see that they could contain, you know, Bruno Fernandes, Cavani, Greenwood,
I have a question. Say Manchester wins the Europa, and they're already in the UCL for next year. Do they play both competitions?
No. Whoever wins the UEL has an automatic spot to the Champions League.
Oh, okay. So you're there by invitation.
Yeah, so 100%. So let's say they're already in the Champions League. That means that Leicester City could go and play. The one that finished fourth or fifth.
Yes.
Could go and play Champions League.
Oh, okay. Because
right now, the teams that are in would be Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool and Chelsea. So, I was so fucking happy. You know, we did like a sick wake-up call towards the end comeback. Once again, we started seeing that Liverpool... that won the Champions League in 2020 and 2019 and the Premier in 2020. You know, it's you just love to see that. I loved Roberto Firmino coming back in, scoring. I loved seeing Salah back into his top game, Mane enjoying his game. You know, it was just beautiful.
You guys were the only ones from the top six that had a good ending to their season. The only ones you guys.
I just feel
five.
That they owed it to the KOP, bro. They owed it to the KOP, which KOP is the fan base. They owed it to the KOP. You know, they owed it to themselves. There was no way we were gonna be playing Europa League, bro. We're not Manchester United.
Oh, okay.
No, but okay. So that's what happens. Let's say Manchester United wins.
They go to UCL.
They go. Well, they're so already in UCL, but they that giving that. They gave up their third spot to fifth. So
if they lose, do they play both competitions?
No, if they... Okay. if they lose, it doesn't matter. Like, they're not playing UEL. Like, the winner of the Europa League never...
Oh, that's right. You had to qualify.
Yeah. Correct. The winner of the Europa League is never gonna play...
Yes. I get it.
The Europa League again because they have the automatic ticket to the
Champions. Yeah, I never paid much attention to UEL.
So, the one that really needs to win to get into European competition is Villarreal.
Did you ever pay attention to the UEL a lot?
No, bro.
I don't because I see it as, like, the tournament of losers.
I just see it though because it just
that sounds messed up though, right?
It sucks, bro. I mean, it would have been sick, like, okay, Liverpool being there, let's say Juventus, but they all clutched at the end.
Well, the Europa League used to be the Champions League at one
point. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, like, I was like, talk about the UEFA Conference League, bro, which Tottenham Spurs are gonna be participating in.
So sad.
But I mean, okay, so we have Manchester United that just are fighting for pride, and you have Villarreal who's actually fighting for a European championship spot.
For a title.
For a spot, you know, and plus a title. So it's going to be a hard match. Like I said, Manchester United scores within the 50 to 20 minutes. It's going to be a Manchester United.
What do you predict the score to be?
My prediction, the score, mark my words, if it's 1-0 before the 20th minute, we're going to have like a 4-1, 3-1 win over Manchester United. But if the score holds 0-0, it could be a coin flip between a 2-1 Manchester win, a 2-2 extra time. We got a record come clutch. That's the way I see it. Could either go a tie in regular time and taking it to penalties, or Manchester United mercs. That's my...
I'm pretty there with you. I think it's going to be a 3-0. 3-0 match.
You know, it's going to be entertaining, you know. I mean, like I said, Villarreal really doesn't have much. Manchester United is a powerhouse. Ole's been doing the right things, pulling the right moves, substitutions, you know, getting confidence in his players. So, should be a good match. But now let's talk about the main event, you know, what it's expected to be. One of the most entertaining finals, all English final once again. I think it's the third time in the last 20 years, 20 some plus years that
the
has
last
happened.
Last one we had was
Liverpool
Chelsea.
Tottenham. No, the last one was Liverpool.
That's
Tottenham.
Right, when Liverpool won it.
When Liverpool
That's
took right. it, 2019.
Before that, it was Chelsea
Manchester
against Manchester
United. Exactly. You know, so. I would like to say Manchester City have it easy.
They don't.
But, bro, Chelsea is just fire, man. Chelsea is fire squad. You know, they have so much, like, youngsters and a mixture of veterans that play a beautiful, beautiful game. The way they played Madrid was on point. Shut down Madrid.
The way they controlled Madrid.
Yet, they go and they beat Manchester City 2-1, trailing down. 1-0, coming clutch. It's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be one hell of a game, bro. Who do you see?
Man, I see it going to PKs, actually.
I that's something that I would not take out of my book. PKs is so much likely to happen, you know.
Because both. It's going to be a back and forth match for sure.
Two key players that you see standing out in this Champions League final from both teams.
Pulisic.
Pulisic, if he starts, if they give him the starting point. But the beauty about Pulisic is that he could come off the bench and the damage. From Chelsea. Timo. I pretty much see Kante.
Oh, Kante? I take back Pulisic. I say Werner and Mendy.
Mendy, the keeper? He's fire. If he comes with
He's a wall.
if he comes with that fire that he did against Madrid, bro. Jesus.
That guy is a wall.
But okay, now let's talk about Man City. Look at all the power that they have. Funingo or something like that.
Falfonde?
Yeah, Falfonde, bro. That guy is heat right now. You got De Bruyne, who's just monster class, bro.
Yeah. You see Tevez playing this final?
Who?
I mean, Kun Agüero?
I mean, they're probably... If they're up, you know, and they're just going to give them like a few minutes.
I see him starting the final.
It would be a big risk because he hasn't had rhythm momentum, and I mean, this is a big match, you know. It's not like you're playing Wolverhampton in like the last game when you already won the league, you know. Give him like a game just to be honored. You're talking about a Champions League final against a tough opponent.
The thing about Kumbro is that he's always had the speed. I think that's that helps him a lot.
But he, at the moment, he doesn't. He just been coming back from injury. You know, he hasn't been getting a lot of time playing. He cannot. He's not the same as he was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He's 33, 32. You know, I don't. I wouldn't see him starting a Champions League final. I don't think he has a pace, and he doesn't have obviously like the momentum
and everything.
Like to. You know, this match is going to be fast off the get-go, bro.
Well, it's going to be back and forth the entire time.
The entire time, you know. And, you know, it's I think his farewell, you know, his last match, they gave it to him the last time that Man City played their last game.
Ran with the hat-trick.
No? Huh?
He ran with the hat-trick, didn't he?
I don't know. Let me...
I think he scored 3. They won 5-0, right?
I think so.
I don't think I'm wrong. I hope I'm not wrong.
I'll tell you right now, sir.
Yeah, 5-0 against Everton.
And
oh, no, he scored 2.
A brace. That's not bad. That's not
Sergio
bad.
Sergio Aguero, he scored in the 71st and 76. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful match from Man City last weekend.
I did. I saw no football last weekend. None. But I was keeping updated. I was happy, you know, that Atletico won the title and not Real Madrid.
Man, that is the perfect segue. Should we keep it in the English for a minute and talk about the champion Man City?
I mean, there's pretty much not much to talk about. It's because the EPL was not excited, except if you were just talking about what we talked about.
It was exciting.
Just to see who was going to end up in the last first four, you know.
During the time when we saw when the complete first place changed, when Tottenham was up there, and then you saw all these teams that kept on changing. It was pretty intense for about a month and a half.
But I mean, once Manchester City but got once, a hold
yes,
of it, you know,
yes, because but for me during that month and a half, you could speculate like, oh, who's gonna be champion, who's not gonna be champion.
Do you think Man City deserved to be champions?
It was about time. I'll say that much.
What do you mean? Was about time? They've been dominating. This is Pep's third EPL title win with Man City.
I mean in the way of like how the momentum they had, because I feel like every EPL should have been Man City's with the way they're playing.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair point to say.
I think it was well deserved. It was well deserved. It was well deserved, and you know, Pep has a way of seeing football so simple and make it so, that he makes it so magical.
Football is simple. But we in make it complicated.
Not me. The opponents fucking make it complicated.
Stop running so fast.
Same story. I have I go see my dad's. They play the league that we used to play with Tavi over there by Westminster. Thursday, so they're playing there. They created a team of like their workers and old people, man. I go see them play. It's so funny. They're all lost.
Wait, with Tommy?
No, it's their own, like where we used to play, the same league.
Oh, okay.
The same league, you know. It's just so funny though, because it's like I tell them, it's so simple. Get the ball, pass the ball. Get the ball, pass the ball.
That's all it is, bro.
But
keep
like,
possession, pass around.
Oh, yeah.
You see an opening.
But yeah, the EPL, for me, it was excited at a point who was going to end up third, fourth, fifth.
The last month has been
And let's
too.
Talk about Leicester, bro.
They had it.
They had it. But a 4-2 at the last game, you know.
Yeah.
It sucks because Vardy and the Leicester squad, they deserve it. You know, they're a underdog team that just fight.
And they lost against a team that had nothing to fight for anymore.
Exactly. No.
Tottenham.
Oh yeah, I guess Tottenham, because I mean they're for sure in the Conference League, the Conference UEFA Conference.
Conference.
Yeah, but up until that, I mean, we knew Manchester City had won the title 2 weeks or a week before. We were just gonna see who ended up. I was happy Liverpool came in clutch.
This week was all about who was going to our competition and who wasn't gonna make it.
Exactly, and I was happy that you know, we go from being sixth, seventh place to ending the season third, and you know, with a great run, 3-1, 3-0, 2-1, 2-0.
The five last five games.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it just shows that this is the Liverpool that should have been playing
the entire season,
but injuries, lack of confidence and everything, you know, just a lot of combinations in the back, that back line that didn't click. Alisson coming from injuries, you know, it was good. It felt good, you know, and let's just hope for the best for the next season. But now let's talk about my favorite, and I wish, you know, I had all the Real Madrids here that were yelling and claiming, you know, that, oh, we still got the Champions League, and they choked, and then they said, now we still got La Liga, and they were making fun of Barcelona for only winning the Copa del Rey, and this season they didn't take squat, bro. I was happy.
Empty-handed.
I was happy, and I think I celebrated. I would celebrate that more than, that's how much of a hater I am, than winning the Champions League, bro.
And that was really the only European competition left to where...
Yeah, it was decided to the last week. Exactly. Exactly, bro. And what do you think? You as a Real Madrid fan, did you expect Real Madrid going blank this season?
I thought they would at least have taken one. But I'll be honest, even with one, it was a far reach in my head.
I just feel like they... I include Barcelona.
Was because from the
they didn't really want it. They had the advantages.
From the beginning of the season, Real Madrid wasn't playing in a way that a champion team should be playing.
That's very true. That's
so
very
for
true.
Me, I would always, you could ask our homie Jesus. I would always tell him, like, bro, like, I'd be surprised if we take something with the way they'd be playing. From the beginning of the season, I didn't see them as hungry, competitive.
The only one that I would take out of the whole Real Madrid squad that showed hungriness was Benzema and your guys' left back, Mendy.
Oh.
Him, those two were just fire. Courtois, give them props. Modric, Kroos, Casemiro somewhat. But, I mean, they just ran them thin. You know, Zizou ran them thin.
We have some cleaning up to do in the stable. That's for sure. A lot of cleaning up to do.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
honestly, the first one I'd get rid of is Sergio Ramos.
We're going to get into a topic, but I want to touch this topic really good because it's fun. As a football fan, as a club supporter and everything. When you talk about cleaning up, you're talking about transfers. Bringing in, taking out, who do you want to stay, who do you deserve to stay, who doesn't deserve to wear the badge, who do you want to come and see in your team, what's actually going to happen. And, okay, you just mentioned something big. Real Madrid needs a cleanup, just like Barcelona needs a cleanup, you know, just like Liverpool. Liverpool doesn't need a cleanup, they just need to...
additions,
you know. Let's talk about your team, Real Madrid.
Yes.
You're saying that your captain needs to go.
Yep. He's too old.
And I feel like that's hard, you know. That's in a way, I wouldn't say he needs to go. You know, I just think that they just need to take it easy on him, you know.
He's our Piqué. And I think it shows.
I wouldn't compare him, Sergio Ramos, to Piqué, because Sergio Ramos is way more than Piqué. The reason why I feel Ramos slacked off a lot because of that damn injury. He is getting old, but I feel like if you guys give him enough time, no pressure, like let him go in.
Okay, he could come back. If okay, yeah, maybe Piqué is a bit too harsh on him.
Yeah,
you could compare him to a Marquez.
Okay.
In a way where he's not gonna give you that game he used to give you 2-3 years ago, but knowing he's on the field gives your backline a certain type of confidence.
Okay, but you answered me this question. You're saying he has to go. Who's gonna step up?
That's the thing. Who do you guys bring
that sweats and dies for that?
Well, you have to bring from someone from the outside, obviously, because I don't know. I don't see anyone from within stepping up. Because even then, I had someone else that I see has got a goal ready, but it's like it's time is Marcelo.
He's not even Marcelo definitely needs to. I see them too
as having to clean the hen house with them too. The first ones I'd get rid of.
Marcelo needs to go.
You'll still get decent money for both of them anywhere they go. And it should be enough to pick up someone or start using your own. Get Nacho to step up.
Nacho, he's not a reliable.
I would say Varane, but Varane.
Varane needs to go.
Ever since he had his mess ups in
he's getting old, bro. He doesn't.
I don't think that it's old. I think that who was it that they played where he messed up and they lost because of him. Two goals were scored on
Madrid. And what game?
I forgot what it was.
Was it a center back? Was it a fullback? Center backs, they have not... Varane?
He messed up.
Varane has had his fuck ups.
And,
you know?
But it all started with that one game. I can't remember who against it was, but two goals were, and Madrid got eliminated from a certain competition.
I think it was the Copa del Rey, bro.
And I don't know what it was, but ever since then, he's been on a tumble down. Like, ever since that match, he was never the same defender.
Varane definitely has to go. Marcelo needs to go to, but you haven't mentioned one player, you know, Hazard, bro.
Hazard, bro, he was a lost cause.
Let's talk about, okay, this is a while back, okay, did we cover this? No, right? Let's talk about Hazard, what he did to, you know, after the game against Chelsea.
We were supposed to talk about that last week.
Let's talk about it right now because this is, you know, as a fan base, well, you as a fan, in my point of view, if a player like that would have done that in Barcelona, I would have been pissed. You know, I know it's just like you're saying, you guys are homies and shit, but okay, you played high school baseball, right? I played high school volleyball, high school water polo, and we were taught that, okay, you have homies in other schools, right? Obviously, you have homies that, let's say, like, we can't get outside of school and stuff, and let's say they play in that team, and we go, and it's a real match, and let's talk that it's a playoff game, and you end up losing, you know. It would not look right. I know that your homies for you to lose after like a game, you know, that you had a win, yes or yes, and you as a player, they put you in and you totally like shaked it, bro. You were just trashed that game. And you go and all your teammates, you know, are leaving, they're frustrated.
But you stay.
And you stay and you go hang out, you know. You go say what's up to your buddies, you crack a joke with them and shit, you know. That's disrespectful. Disrespectful, very disrespectful to your teammates. Disrespectful to your coaching staff.
Disrespectful to the emblem.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, I know people say, oh, he was just saying, you know, that's how he is. But come on, bro. You're talking about that. You just got
eliminated from the biggest competition in football.
I wouldn't have never allowed that to happen. You know, let's say when we were playing Deportivo Michoacán and we had buddies, you know, that played...
In other squads,
you know, and let's say we would get so frustrated, we were mad with each other, frustrated whenever we would get eliminated, right? Yeah, we would never go, we would just didn't want to deal with it, you know, it was something heavy. To me, that was a big disrespect. He might not do it intentionally, but to me, he's just saying, I don't give a crap about this team, you know. I don't take you guys seriously.
It's his way of saying, I don't want to be here. I would have stayed over there. But in the end, why did he move? Like, he moved because of the money.
The money, exactly.
Money talks.
Look at how much Real Madrid spent for this guy.
Record-breaking
100 and something, you know. Over 100. Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, for him to come overweight, yet they still are like, all right, it's cool. You know, he's overweight, but, you know, he was the best player in the Premier League when Real Madrid bought him. You know, he hasn't come and done shit except injury.
I think that has a lot to do with physique, right?
Yeah, well, he doesn't take care of himself, you know. He doesn't, you know. And then he goes, to me, that was a big disrespect to the badge, to the fans, to the clubs.
To football.
To the sport in general, bro. You know, you don't do that after a game that it was a playoff and you started that game. You pretty much played the full 90 minutes and you didn't do squat. Nothing, because they had him in the pocket like big time.
To mark on him.
They had it. He did it. And you could say that he didn't even play his heart. Like, because you could tell when a player plays his heart. You know, one thing that I respect Cristiano Ronaldo is that motherfucker, if he's not, he's frustrated with himself. He knows that he didn't give his best. He gets mad. His team doesn't win or anything. This will have this one nothing to do. Like, you know, that shows the hunger, you know. That shows, like, the competitiveness. And Hazard, to me, that was just, like,
child's play.
The most disrespectful thing you could do. It's because I put myself in athletes. We were athletes, not no more. Well, I'm not, but we were athletes, played competitive level. You know, and I would never see myself doing that. Or I would be pissed if one of my teammates, you know, were to do that. I mean, I understand they're your buddies. You know, I understand that you guys know each other. But come on, bro. You slacked off and yet you're laughing. You're cracking jokes. Joking. After a tough loss, you know.
Yeah. I feel like a harsher coach would have sacked him, right?
Bro, a harsher coach would have just been like, you know what? You're done. Go duel to the reserves. You know, that's it for the rest of the season. You know, and that's what I'm saying. You mentioned Sergio Ramos has to go. Marcelo has to go. Hazard.
I never liked Hazard. Even before he arrived in Madrid, I never liked him. And other Madrid homies would always be like, nah, just let him come back.
Why didn't you like him? What did you see? I mean, because when he was in Chelsea, he was fire, bro. He was
fire. I didn't like him because I knew, as much as a fan I am of Madrid, Madrid is a talent-killing machine.
Big clubs are. Look at Barcelona.
But I feel like we're the biggest ones, though. We're notorious for that. I mean, a lot. The only one that I see, the only two that for me are fair to say that came from other clubs and still kept the same momentum in the last 10 years have been Cristiano Ronaldo and Luka Modric.
Cruz? Can't forget Cruz?
Tony Cruz, yeah.
Cruz, you know,
but he still has his little iffy moments.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like a consistent player. You know, but you're right, you know.
Those are the only two.
I just feel that Hazard spat. Like, him not meaning it, you know, but that shows, like, because I know he didn't mean to do it, you know. It's just something that you just do it, but that just shows the careless that he has, like, you know, that he's not 100% with that team, you know.
Correct.
You know, because, I mean, if you do care about the team, you do care about your mates, you care about the fan club, the fan base, you know, you have in your mind that you're not going to go and do that.
No.
Courtois, when he said hi, that's it. You know, he had buddies there too, but he knew. He's like, you know what, fuck it. He went, he said good game, and he just left. But he didn't stay laughing. Like, the way that fool was laughing.
Joking.
It's like nothing happened. Like, it was nothing big. You know, it was just another game for him.
Maybe if it was like the first leg, people would have still been like, all right.
Not even then, because laughing like that, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. But me as an, bro, I'm very competitive, you know. And I know you are very competitive. And let's say, like, we played together. And I seen that you would get mad at yourself when your old man would take you out. And you did not want to talk to no one or anything like that. Now imagine that I get put in and in your place and you get subbed out and I don't do nothing the whole game, we lose, and you're frustrated, and then I go and I start cracking jokes with my old mates.
Oh, I mean,
you would be fucking pissed off, right?
Yeah.
So Hazard definitely has to go. Who's gonna buy him? I don't know. I hear that his price goes for 50 million euros.
It's el America.
Oh, America, America. God, man. America, bro. Did you see the game?
Yeah, it was harsh, bro, because so close. So damn close. One goal. And there was two instances within the game where they were qualified, but then like minute 76, but Pachuca scored. And that was a done deal. 4-2. 4-2.
Yeah, well, Global was 4-4, right? But the away goal. Away goal rule.
They scored one more in El Azteca.
I feel Pachuca played one hell of a postseason. And you know, they fell short against Cruz Azul. I know
it's
that.
It's been an intense postseason overall.
I mean,
they've been close matches.
Liga MX. We have to talk about Liga MX because, you know, it's our roots. Mine and
we have a final this week there, too.
Thursday is the first leg. Sunday, the second leg. I say for Cruz Azul, it's now or never, bro. Now or never for Cruz Azul.
Who do you think takes it?
Okay, my belief is Santos.
Same.
Santos is a fire squad, and I just feel, okay, Cruz Azul fan base deserve this title,
they
bro.
They deserve it.
You know,
the
it's,
way Santos is playing, bro.
And, like, I was talking to a homie Hector, you know, on Facebook and shit like that. Is and, like, the homie Luis Mejia, he pointed out, too, you know, all of the teams that gave Cruz Azul a hassle, you know, Monterrey, Tigres, Pumas, America, Chivas, like, they're not there no more. They're done. They're out. You know, it's just them now. It's now or never. It's do or die. Because if they don't win this, when? You have a Cruz Azul that's been playing, like, they've been playing sick for the past, like, three seasons. Yeah, you know, 3-4 seasons. Been to finals, choked. Been to semifinals, choked. You know, Santos is fire. I feel like their only enemy is themselves.
Have you seen the trend of Santos? How they've been, every 3 years they win a championship?
No, I have not seen that.
Ever since 2012, they won it. 2015, they won it. 2018, they won it.
2021? I mean, it's... I would like Santos to win because my brother has money. So, you know, fuck it. But I would also like Cruz Azul win because my cousin, you know, he's 40-something plus. He's almost hitting his 50s, and he has been a Cruz Azul fan. Like, a hard Cruz Azul fan. He has seen final after final. He cried in, I think, the 2013 one, bro, when they had to lead and they choked to America. Tears came out of his eyes, so, you know. I feel for Cruz Azul fans, which is rare to say, you know, because I could care less, but, bro, 20-some plus years.
They could drink already, bro.
Seriously. My nephew, you know, turned 21, 22, and, like, his whole life he has gone for Cruz Azul because of his dad.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, I feel like they deserve it. Their fan base, their fans, they stuck to, it's funny making fun of them, you know. One thing is for sure, the Chemos, Mems, and everything are going to die.
Yeah, bro.
But I just feel they deserve it. But I think Santos will take it. It's because Cruz Azul, their biggest enemy is themselves, their mindset, bro. And you out of all people should know, mental plays a lot in a final.
Oh, it's soccer is, I always say, 90% mentality. 10% physical.
Okay, let me ask you this. You as a Cruz Azul player, you're a Cruz Azul player. Let's say...
I don't show up.
Cabecita. Fuck it, right?
I know what's going to happen.
Okay, let's say you're Cabecita López or Piojo Alvarez. You know, they've been playing like
Cabecita's a threat, bro.
Yeah, okay.
He's lethal.
Let's say you're them, and you're prepared for this final. How would you prepare for this final? Not physically. Physically, you have it covered, but your mentality. Okay, let's put this. Me, if as a player, I think to myself, if I was Cruz Azul, that goal is still the pass. La Cruz Azuleada. La Cruz Azuleada. You have game after game. Like, there's no way that you, that shit cannot be played in your mind, because final after final, semifinal, like, every playoff, you're leading and then you just blow it. Like, so for some weird reason.
Yeah.
How would you prepare it like that?
For honesty, if I was in that position, bro, I would be away from my family the entire week. I think I would...
Tres puñetas, maybe?
I would live the remaining week in the training grounds.
You just have to...
Just concentrate on the game entirely.
I would feel it would be like a scary feeling. That's where the professionalism comes in. You know? Cruz Azul have a stacked squad. No doubt.
Oh yeah.
One of the best. Yeah, one of the best squads, and they have proved it. 15 games undefeated. In playoffs, they played.
They were close to beating our record of points.
Close. I was happy they didn't, but first game, they gotta play in Torreon in Santos Stadium, Estadio Corona.
I feel Santos is gonna murk Torreon.
Let me tell you this. I've been saying to my cousin that is a Cruz Azul, I'm like, you guys should be happy when you guys lose the first leg. Because they have been... Okay, the first game they lost, right? Like, the quarterfinals, they lost the ida against... who was it that they played? Cruz Azul? But I know that the first leg they lost by one goal. And then they go and they murk and the Azteca remontado. So, you know, you get me? They have, like... It's better to lose the first game because every time that they win the first game, lo remontan. Yeah,
yes.
So, you know, that all plays, that mentality-wise, you know. Santos could be, you're right, I agree. They could murk. They have that. It's Estadio Corona, it's a final. But then let's talk about the final game in El Azteca. Mm-hmm. Can Cruz Azul lift? They're closing home. In front of their crowd. Can they close it? Can they pull after like 22, 21 years? You don't see that happening?
Nope.
Hey, let's do this, bro. We should like the next episode talk about that, but call Hector. Like FaceTime or something. And just invite him like as a special. How would he feel? Either way, if they win or lose, you know, it's because, I mean, he's a big time Cruz Azul fan.
This guy.
I feel like he is. You know, but that's sad that you don't see it. I don't see it either. I want them to be honest, like, you know.
Because I get what you're saying. We're like, you're like, man, it's been this long. Like, a team deserves something.
Hell
but
yeah.
For me, I put realism in how each club has been playing. And hands down, I believe Santos has been playing the better postseason.
Can you look up right now real quick? Look up the match. What happened between them in regular season? Santos Cruz Azul.
Santos Cruz Azul?
Yeah, regular season.
All right, let's go there. Let me see. Santos Cruz Azul.
While you look, should I play a little bit of music?
Sure, why not? Santos Cruz Azul.
Take your time, bro. Take your time.
You know what's crazy, bro? When you look... Cruz Azul's matches, bro, they weren't even like mercs that they had. What I'm seeing is that
it's tight
all games were like one goal differences.
Yeah, tight games, tight.
Like, they didn't have an easy game at all. Yeah, all games were one goal difference.
Like this song, bro. See, this is the type of songs that I like listening before I like go play a game or something. That reggaeton, bro. But yeah, bro, take your time. We need to get those details that... it's going to be one hell of a game. And I honestly wish, like, all sincerity, that Cruz Azul takes it. They need to lift that trophy. Their fans have suffered enough bullies. You know... I just don't know what would happen if they lose yet another final, bro.
They lost against Santos.
They lost against how much
it was? It was the first.
That was when they were like
week one,
like weeks 1 through 4. I think Rasul was just like in a bad slump.
They lost 1-0.
And where did they play at Azteca?
In Torreon.
So who do you see the first game going to? Santos?
Santos 3-0.
All right. That's pretty much a big margin, bro.
I see it happening, bro.
If that happens
in Torreon, the way Santos have been playing in their home, bro, they've been wilding in their home.
If that happens, you're gonna have to choose my next lottery ticket numbers, bro. Cause you have been like I would say 90%, you know, an accuracy in
matches that
are called. I see a 1-0 that I see it most likely. 1-0 or 1-1.
Because in postseason, bro, Santos has not lost a game in their home.
I know. It's going to be a hell of a game. Okay, so then you see a 3-0. How do you see the in El Azteca, bro?
In El Azteca, 2-1.
2-1? No remontan?
2-1 in favor of Santos.
It's going to be a hell of a game. Hell of a game, bro. But we said what we needed to say about that game. Let's talk about what's coming up on June, bro, next month. A lot of soccer.
We have the Euros.
Copa America. The Olympics. Copa Oro.
Nations Cup.
The Nations Cup.
Copa Oro. Transfers.
Oh, bro, we need to get into transfers, man. Before we went into the Liga MX, we were talking about, you know, cleanup in Real Madrid. Who would you call, you know, who would you select? What transfer is it that you want the most? Besides Mbappe, because pretty much I think that's a done deal, if I'm not mistaken.
You know who, if they don't get Mbappe, I see Real Madrid picking up? Kane.
Can Kane keep up that? I mean, you guys don't need Kane. You guys got Benzema, bro. Benzema, he's been fired, bro. He's been fired.
He has, but he's also getting up there in age.
I honestly see Kane
staying in the Premier.
No, yeah, staying in the Premier and going to Manchester City.
Really?
Yes, there have been links, bro, and I've been reading. You know, nothing 100%. Obviously, Manchester City need a solid striker. You know, they need a solid striker. They need more depth. And Aguero's leaving, obviously, right? In an interview that they had, Harry Kane said that one player that he would like
to play with
is De Bruyne. You know. So I don't see Kane going to Spain. I see him staying in the Premier. I see him signing with Manchester City because, I mean, with Tottenham Hotspurs, he's not going to win no silverware, bro.
Man, let's talk about the season, bro. They let Mourinho go. They lost.
Like a week before their final, bro.
They lost the final.
They dropped.
They dropped at one point being a first place.
Didn't they get knocked out of the Europa League too?
The Europa League.
Jesus.
And now they're losing Harry Kane.
Son? What about Son? Do you think Son leaves?
Human Son?
So no, though.
He's a great player, but where would he go?
Bro, this. I see him breaking it. Like, let's say Inter picks him up. Inter or.
Oof, Milan. If he plays that way he's playing in Tottenham and it's Italy. He'd kill out there because the Italian game is way slower than
look English. At Lukaku. Look at Lukaku struggling with Manchester United. He just won their
golden boot.
Yeah, you know. So you would take, let's say, midfield. I would, if I was at Real Madrid, I would call back Oxengard or something like that.
Oh, Odegaard.
Odegaard,
the Norwegian kid.
Yeah, I would call him back. You know, he could help out.
He was supposed to be the next, when he was growing up.
Yeah.
One of the best players in the world.
Transfers that are that sound, you know, let's talk about
Mbappe. Where do you see Messi going?
Messi?
Do you see him staying?
It's because that's hard. I mean, with Messi, I don't want him to stay because Barcelona's in a downfall and he's in a ditch and he deserves to be in championship, you know, talking titles and not like everybody judging him or you know he sucks or he can't bring.
You see him going to the English game?
No, I see him most likely going to PSG.
Really?
Yeah, I see him going most likely to PSG. I would feel like if he goes to the Premier at this age, a lot of injuries, bro.
Too fast for him.
The way that he is accustomed to playing as a false nine or dropping as a wing, I feel.
Because the English game, you really can't play the way he plays, right?
You can if he was younger. He was dedicated, like, you know, to training, you know, if he was 100% dedicated, focused. What I would like to point out is that in the English game, there's so many games. You play like 3 times, sometimes even 4 times out of in 1 week.
Well, then Liverpool just played and Manchester United, they played 4 games like in a week.
Yeah, and I'm saying, okay, now imagine a Messi like that. At his age, you know, it's
that could be retirement after 1 year.
It could. I'm just saying that he could. The injuries, bro. I would see him going to PSG. I mean, that's the only club that really could afford him. He unites back with Neymar. I don't know if he's gonna stay. If Kun Agüero is, you know, Kun Agüero most likely is signing with Barcelona, which I feel like it's one of the most stupidest things that Barcelona. One of the stupidest moves that they could have
put. So, waste the money, right?
Not waste the money, because I think they get him in a free transfer.
But, I mean, you could put all those millions into development, right?
Yeah, but what I feel is just, okay, so you kicked out of Suarez. You did Suarez dirty, who you know, this was a killer. Because he's old. Yeah, you bring someone that is old, you know.
Take a slap in the face.
It's like, you know, it makes no sense. You should not, if it's not like that saying, if it's not broken, you know, don't fix it. It wasn't broken. They let Suarez go because he's old. He scores 20 plus something this season, scoring the winner that gives.
He won the Golden Boot, right?
The Golden Boot was Messi, bro. Messi with 30 something goals.
Jesus.
Imagine Messi in his worst season winning the Golden Boot and shit. But, I think Kun could make Messi stay, which is gonna, like, Barcelona has, it's a mess. And I've been saying it's been a mess, and it's because they're trying to play around Messi, and Messi cannot adapt to the young talent or to a different, like, Messi
just wants
to
be, yeah, something.
Exactly, he just can't. Other transfer you have in mind that sounds big, Haaland? Do you think he stays with Dortmund? Someone buys him?
I think he's gonna be the transfer of the summer.
Him and Mbappe.
Both of them.
I
see him going to the Liga.
Yeah, definitely. I see. I mean, it could cost
a lot. There's only 3 clubs that could buy him.
Atletico definitely are not gonna buy him.
So it's only either Real or Barca.
Barca could get themselves in debt a little bit more, but I mean...
$30 billion in debt.
But I mean, it should be worth it because we don't have a 9. No, we don't. And Kun Agüero, bro...
He's not going to fill
in. He's just like... He has one good season that he's like not even like 100 and then...
And then you mentioned injuries earlier.
Bro, he has been coming from injuries. He had this... He does not have that consistency no more. That's why Pep pulled him out, you know, not giving him chances. He goes to Barcelona, you know, it could go. It's a coin flip, to be honest. He could have a spectacular season, but what Barcelona needs is young, hunger, you know, potential, and that is Haaland. And I hope they do get Haaland, bro.
Yeah. Mbappe, yeah, he could go to Real Madrid for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the speculations of possibly Atletico purchasing Diego Lainez?
Atletico Madrid? I have not seen that. That's what I like about Atletico Madrid, that they give faith on Mexican players. You know, they give them opportunities and they give them chances. You know, Would it be a good fit? No. I wouldn't.
Would it be another demise like Chorrillo?
It's because, I mean, he needs to go. He needs to move out of La Liga, bro. He needs to go to
the EPL?
No, not the EPL. Deo Linus needs to go to like the Netherlands, bro. The Portuguese.
So follow the steps of Tecatito.
Bro, look at the Tecatito smashing. Or Edison Alvarez. The steps
of Guardado.
Guardado, see, the difference is that Guardado could step up. He has that mentality of a winner, you know.
Oh, I'm just saying, to go to clubs and places where
They stand out. Like, I would say, like, a PSV would be perfect, like, for Linus. Porto, Benfica, you know, it would be good, you know, for Linus, but Atletico are set. They have good mids. They have the money to bring in players. I wouldn't sign with Atletico if I was Linus.
I mean, also, does it make sense to be a player where he is right now and go to a big club, because he's not going to get the game time? And if you want to develop, you need to go to a place. Bless you.
Thank you.
And club where you'll have that play time to further develop yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Linus, to be honest, I think he made the wrong move when he left America.
I would have never have left.
Exactly. Mexico. I would have resisted. I like at least two more seasons. Get that that confidence, physique. That confidence, the mentality of, you know, he had earned his starting spot at a young age with America, right? He won a championship with America, did his part of the championship. I would have stayed, work, and made, build my solitude, like, be grounded, you know, that, oh, I have the experience. He did not have that much experience. He had debuts, and then the next season starter, and then the next season leaves. He was, like, what, 19, 18?
He was 19. He's only 21, I think, right now.
And then, you know, you win a championship and that's it, boom, you want to leave. No, bro. You should have stayed at least, like, two more seasons. One more, got more like, you know, that experience, a first-time team, you know, playing in that competition level week in, week out, you know. But no, he wanted to go to the fame, and he destroyed his career going to Betis. I mean,
I think it's gonna be hard for him to bounce back.
He can, but like, but I
it's
said,
it's gonna be hard.
Going to the Portuguese league or going to the Netherlands league, bro. He could bounce his career back, and he has connects. I mean, you have Tecatito, you have Edison Alvarez. You know, they could put in word and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a bad move, and this transfer window, I hope he does not go to Atletico de Madrid. But temptation, you know.
Yeah.
And them trying to prove themselves and everything, you know. But anything else you want to cover, bro? Anything?
What else is there to cover?
There's a lot, bro.
You know, we have summer competitions, but I think it's too soon to call him when we're
big time. You know? Way too soon. We should close with just keep talking, like, you know, the Champions League. Like, who do you think scores?
Oh, man.
Who do you think, you know, scores?
Who's De Bruyne, scoring? For
one
sure.
1 minute.
De Bruyne?
Scores.
De Bruyne scores. He scores. I see Man City taking this one. I see him and Fonde scoring, and at most from Chelsea. I think it's gonna be a 2-1 game. Man City favored.
Okay.
With the only one being scored from Timo.
All right. So Timo scores for Chelsea, and De Bruyne opens the scoreboard.
I believe so.
1 minute. First half, second half. First of all,
I don't think we're gonna, I think we're gonna go in first half a 0-0, and I think all.
You think that it's just going to be, like, try to pick up the rhythm? Yes. I guess, or try to, like, feel how they're playing and stuff?
Correct.
Second half, De Bruyne. 1 minute. First 10.
De Bruyne.
If that happens, I swear, bro, you're going to pick my lottery ticket. Yeah. So no extra time, no nothing, no PKs.
It would be amazing to see PKs, but I think it's gonna it's only gonna finish in the first 90 minutes.
I love watching penalties when my team is not involved, bro. I enjoy watching penalties when my teams are not involved.
Barcelona wasn't that successful this year in penalties, huh?
We haven't been. We don't have a solid PK taker, bro. You know, Messi's not reliable in penalties. You know, who else could step up from right there? Pretty much no one.
Griezmann missed the ones
he took. No, Griezmann, he's not a solid.
Should you guys get rid of him this year?
I would not want for him to leave. He stepped up towards the end, playing in a position that he's not used to. He you could tell that he works hard.
Like, he'll get more competitive.
Yeah, I feel like that's one person that I would not let go. I have a list of players that need to leave Barcelona, and he's not one that's included. I have included Dembele. I wouldn't want him to leave. I would let go Berthwaite. I would let go Jordi Alba, Piqué, Sergio Busquets. Need to go.
Those are dudes that are up in age already, right?
That they really can. Keep up, you know, that they just lack off. But those are pretty much it, the ones that I would say. And, you know, Canteras, you know, they gave amazing years. Messi, one that I feel like he's done in his career. We need to find a new formula, a new type of style play, because
it's crazy to see where the three biggest clubs of Spain are in the moment. They're like in the moment where they need to reboot.
Yeah.
Even Atletico being champions, they need a reboot in a way as well.
When things evolve, everything evolves eventually, and you have to adapt. Mm-hmm. You have to adapt, and those big teams need to adapt, bro. They need to adapt to like generation, the new generation, everything, bro. Everything, and their time is done. Let's talk about Juventus before we leave, bro. I saw a video on the internet of them celebrating qualifying for Champions League. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's
I mean, just last year they were celebrating the Serie A title after, for like their eighth season in a row, and yet this season they come and they're celebrating a Champions League. You know,
with the club that they had.
Yeah, with the club, you know, it's just amazing how football, everything changes.
The oldest players they have are Cuadrado,
CR7,
and Chiellini, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I hear that Buffon wants to go to Barcelona. We'd love to see him. I don't think he would be getting that much playing time. It would be a waste, but he said that he wants to have at least that in his record.
And small domestic cups, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the only cup that we could win, Copa del Rey. But yeah, it was fun today. I wish we could keep talking no more, but I think we covered pretty much everything. You know, there's a lot of news out there, games. I enjoy. It relaxes me every time that I come here. I still feel we should invite someone, you know, that could just talk trash.
Yeah.
Get into arguments.
I invited Jeebus, but he says
Does he know about? Yeah. Is he like really good, reliable? Yeah.
He's Mike. He's like shy with the mic.
I mean, it's not like they're watching us.
I tell him it's just a conversation between friends. You know?
Yeah.
But I respect him.
Yeah.
You know? And but yeah, definitely find someone. Maybe Ivan Trujillo.
Bro, you still talk to him? Oh, man. I was just thinking about him last week.
Really?
Literally, because I remember back in high school, he would always say, hey, what about the Barca, you know, die out Real Madrid fan? And I mean, you know, this one was always on his top
of it. He does go for America, though. But
yeah, he does go for America. That's what I'm saying. He's like, Santi, how are we going to do? You know, you would always be one person that we would talk about soccer. Fatboy is another guy that knows... I really want Squeaks over here, bro.
him is COVID. That's his thing. But
he hasn't gotten vaccinated?
I don't know.
Have you gotten vaccinated?
Yeah. I almost died after my second one.
Weak. Pathetic. No one does nada.
All that work in the gym for nothing.
Exactly. Wow, you look good. you know.
Yeah, bro, I'm trying to.
You should eat more meat though. I build those arms.
Bro, it's hard. I'm
trying. You don't take protein, right?
I eat a lot of protein, but it's not getting bigger. I don't want to take mass because then I'm going to get fat.
Oh, no, yeah.
But yeah, yeah, this was fun.
Thank you so much for, you know, joining us in, being patient. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Did
it
you?
Was fun.
It was fun, you know, talking about, we'll be seeing, talking about the Champions League final.
Reviewing we have three it. Finals to talk about next
three
week.
Three finals, yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to have to review all of them, take it play by play, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna, we have Wednesday to call in sick.
So, okay, Manchester takes it, right? We agree on that one?
Yes.
Okay.
2-1 score.
Manchester City takes it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Manchester United, you meant.
Manchester United takes it, Manchester City takes it. And Cruz Azul takes it.
No, you say Santos, right? Santos.
But it should be a lot of fun. We're going to cover with that. We're going to have fun with that. And I swear. And I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to be like, we need you for the next episode. I know you live in Texas, but FaceTime, bro. So we can talk.
Hector,
we need to have him, bro. We need to have him.
He's going to go in 2 weeks. He's going to be really happy or really pissed.
Yeah, either one of those. We need to get his up because we have to get like... Let's say
the
they
fan
do.
Perspective.
It's because it's a win-win for the podcast because if they win, it's been 20 something years. So that feeling, and if they lose, it's been 20 something years. On the same bullshit. So,
one more to add.
You know, it's just like it's
a win-win situation.
Yeah, you know. So hopefully, yeah, we can make that happen. And yeah, but thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy this. This is your boy Santi saying sayonara here with my man
Alan. And yeah, this was super fun, bro. It just keeps getting better and better. It just sucks that sometimes life happens,
yeah,
know? But whenever we can, we will keep on doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll only get better and grow more. To our three fans, I think we have four now.
Nice. Arriba la America. Woo!
But, yeah, this is fun. And that's about it. And I'm sure next week will be full of excitement once again. But with that, we're out of here.
Jala Madrid. Woo!